have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. I'm so glad to be with you another week. The Lord has been good. He has been faithful that we're all here today. I tell you, you can't beat God's giving. You woke up this morning. We were all given grace and mercy, and we thank him for his unselfish, his ever-giving love that he gives to us each and every day. I'm excited today because God has poured again favor upon his people, upon all of us. The sun, the rain falls on the just as well as the unjust. He loves us so much. Someone's praying for rain for their garden and got it. Someone else is praying for healing and has it today. Whatever you stand in need of on today, we are believing God you're going to receive it. We want to tell you, if this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast, we welcome you. We thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be with us on today. We are so glad that you are here with us. Thank you to all of you that listen weekly. We appreciate you. We thank you. You help us to be what we need to be, able to do this podcast because you listen in. Thank you so very much to our CEO and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Thank you for your love, your support for all of us at Elation Radio and our Elation family. To my husband, Pastor, I always get ready to say doctor. God must be doing something. But Pastor Donald Wright Jr., God bless you and thank you for your love and support. On today, we have Compassionate St. Louis, Compassionate St. Louis. I'm going to get it right. And also, we have wonderful women doing great things. And I'm telling you, God is up to something amazing. I want you to hear today as he blesses each and every one of us. Let's have a word of prayer before we begin, and then I'm going to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. Hallelujah. Abba Father, thank you for this opportunity to serve you. Thank you for aligning things the way they need to be. Thank you for the days that we've had, the moments that we have. Lord, listen, we're appreciative of our blessings as well as our trials. We ask that you forgive us of our sins. We invite you in to have your way with this podcast. And we thank you in advance for all that you've done, all that you're about to do, because you are glorious. You are majestic. You are everything we need. Save, heal, and deliver on today. Provide for someone who's calling upon you for provision. And Lord, we thank you that you hear unspoken requests on today. Show forth your mighty hand, and we thank you and we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. For those of you that are just listening in and have never heard the Just For You podcast, let me share with you what the Just For You podcast is about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable and guests that will inspire and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. And listen, on today, we're going to be sharing some nuggets about what we're called to do. And we're going to be talking from St. John 4, and we're going to share the how this works. We want you to know in John 4, it talks about how Jesus interrupted his schedule for him to be able to meet a woman at the well. This woman had so many issues and complexities that she needed him, and he showed up. But we're going to journey down to the 21st verse, and it says this. Once Jesus had ministered to her and had found that she had been truthful with him, he says unto her, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when thou," hallelujah, "when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews, and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And, hallelujah, upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou unto her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Listen, in the 21st verse through the 29th verse, the impact that the Lord Jesus had was so powerful on this woman that she had to go and tell someone. I want you to know today, if you are a servant of the Most High, if you love to serve others in your community, there is something that was embedded in you that would give you the strength to be able to share your thoughts, your gifts, your talents, your abilities with others, that things would be better for them. It is so important for us to understand that God is real. He has an ability to touch each and every one of us, to serve in miraculous ways. What do you mean? When he met the woman at the well, he knew all about her problems. He knew all about her troubles. He knew all about everything she had faced. He knew about the discrimination in her life. At the time, the Samaritans were not loved and wanted, and they came at a certain time in order to do what they needed to do at the well. But the love that the Lord had was that he met her right where he needed her to be. And I thank God that for each and every one of us, it is that personal. There's going to be a time in your life when you come to a place where you're going to need answers. You're going to need help. You're going to need whatever is needed to be able to accomplish and do what you have to do. God is a spirit. He is real, and he cares about you. If you're on a journey today to serve and to help others, I admonish you to understand you were chosen for such a task. You have been blessed with the ability to share your creativity with others. In doing that, we have a group on today that will talk about compassion. It is necessary. It is needed in our homes, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, wherever we are, compassion is needed. We also understand that it's important to share with others our ability to do things. God is great. He is mighty. He is strong. And we are thankful that he is able to help us to meet our goals, the things that we are called to do the way we're called to do them. I want to go over a few key scriptures here that will help you to understand even the more. First of all, he told her to believe in him. Hallelujah. He said in 21, Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. There's going to be a place in our place of relationship that we will honor him, we will lift him up, and we will glorify him. His name will be made famous among the earth that he can be glorified even the more. I want you to take a moment and review your life. Review the things he's given you. Review the fact you were chosen to serve. And not only in your serving, but as you give things away, as you give yourself away, that there are impacts that are made that go far beyond the human eye. Think about your family, being who you are, growing, developing, no matter what age you are. There are needed components in every family. In our relationship with the Father, we need relationship. We don't want to be just what we talk to him every now and then. We want to be able to share with him what is necessary and good that he may be glorified. I want you to be encouraged with that, because if you think about it, your gift will not only make room for you and bring you before great men, your gifts will impact somebody's life that they will be able to do so much because you crossed their path. As Jesus crossed the woman at Samaria's path, believe me, when you cross someone's path, they will know the power of the word, because the word will take life through you. This is important because you're not only going to serve in a local assembly or in a synagogue or wherever you may worship, but you're going to deal with people. And dealing with people, we have to have a heart and a mindset to be ready not only to serve, but to be equipped to do what he wants us to do. And what I loved about this story is after the woman made contact with Jesus, she went and she told others about him, but I'm sure it didn't stop there. Here's another miracle I want you to understand. When your need is met and miracles happen in your life, please, by all means, make sure that you understand that miracle isn't just for you. That miracle is for others. So I want you to take a moment to do what needs to be done in your life to see that you are needed. You are enough. You have something to offer. There's so much more to be given away than you can imagine. The other thing I want to share with you is that not only did this woman believe and take action, she encouraged others to take action. When we live a life of servitude, others want to follow. Others want to fulfill what it is that's necessary. When the serving affects and impacts the way it needs to, it's so wonderful to see others come along and want to serve as well. How do we know that is effective? I want you to know it's important because someone's life is being changed. Someone's life is being affected. Someone's life is going to have what is needed to do what needs to be done. I want you to be assured that all things work together for good for those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. He is great, he is mighty, and he is holy. And it is vital that we understand that. I want you to look at three other things. Not only are we called to serve, we're called to give. Give of our mind, our heart, our finances. When we're called to serve, it's bigger than just the things that we see on the outside. It's so much bigger. When lives are impacted, resources are needed. We want to live to have resources so someone else's life is taken care of, is blessed, is whole. We thank God for the opportunity to serve, and we're thankful for other things to take place that he may be glorified. The other thing is we want to make sure as we give of ourselves and others become a part of what we're giving, that the community, the lives are changed and touched. How do we measure that? Not only by them coming on board, but we measure that by what they give as well. One life reaches another life that reaches another life, that everyone can be whole. One life reaches another life, that everyone can be made whole. It's so important to understand that. Lastly, I want you to understand there are so many times when we think it's not enough for what we have to give. I want to share with you that whatever your gifts are, whatever you have to offer, it is more than enough. It is more than enough. We are called to serve. We are called to give. You are more than enough. You have the ability to do it. You have the strength to do it. You have the mindset to do it. And you have the support to do it. And sometimes support doesn't always come from where you think it will come. It always comes sometimes where you least expect it. I hope today, as we are talking and moving forward and thinking so highly of what it is that we can all do to impact our homes, impact our communities, impact others, that we don't think it is too small to do. In your neighborhood, there are seniors. You want to be a blessing to them. Check on them. Make sure that they are taken care of. Maybe look and see if you haven't seen the car move, if you haven't seen them up and about, to check on them. Too many seniors die alone or die because they didn't have someone close nearby, and there are so many around them, but it's just something, oh, they're okay. Let's be mindful. Young people walking up and down the street, or just a simple hi, hello, can encourage them, strengthen them. We can work with the small tools that we have that others' lives can be affected. So I want to leave you with this. All that you have, that you've been blessed with, don't take it for granted. Someone needs you. Someone's waiting for you. Someone wants to be a part of something good. And God created you to be able to share what you have so they can be impacted. That is what the measure of our dash means. We're born, but when we leave this earth, all that we were was the dash in between the dates. What will your dash say when you know you have done all you can do? I thank you for listening to this week's exhortation. I'm super excited about all that is going on in our lives, our homes, our communities. I really want you to be aware of what's around you. Too often we are focused on what we have going on, what's in this or what's in that. But let us open our hearts and our minds to others that they are able to receive the good that they need to be able to make it in this life. So thank you again for listening to this week's exhortation. We were speaking from John 4, the 21st verse, down through the 29th verse. I highly encourage you, if you haven't gotten your Bible, to read it and be able to understand just these nuggets and how it can apply to your life. I also want to encourage you to know that there's so many great things happening in our city, in our community, and there's so many things going on that we love to share what's going on in our community. On today, we have some wonderful guests that are in the studio with us, and we're excited about them and all that they are doing in the city of St. Louis County. Wherever they're needed, they are there. And for that, we're grateful. We're grateful for the work they do. We're grateful for how they serve. And they're going to be sharing with us today about what their organizations are about and how it affects us in our community. And today, we have guests from Compassion St. Louis, and that is with Therese Ryder-Messman and Carla Mae Streeter, as well as we will have later on joining us, Velma Bailey, and we're excited about them being on today. They will share with you today what their organization does and what they're going to be doing and how their events will be able to affect you and impact your life and what they have to offer. This is a strong organization that thinks of the community, thinks of the lives of all people, and we're honored to have them on. We're extremely excited about them being with us today, so we'd like to introduce to some and introduce to others none other than Therese Ryder-Messman and Carla Mae Streeter. God bless you on today.
Hi, Michelle. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Thank you so much for joining us on today.
Well, it's really an honor to be on your show, and you're doing such great ministry work and blessing people. I understand around the world people tune into this, but we're going to talk about our St. Louis area, and we say the region. Our Compassionate St. Louis initiative is for the region, the bi-state region, including Edwardsville and those folks across the river. So we love moving forward with having endorsers sign on to something called the Charter for Compassion that came out of a TED Talk by Karen Armstrong in 2009. And with her study of world religions, she discovered that every major world religion and ethical system have one thing in common, and that is the golden rule. So she wrote the Charter for Compassion as sort of expanding on the golden rule, sort of detailing how to the golden rule in four paragraphs, very simple stuff. And this TED Talk on the Charter for Compassion won the International TED Prize for that year, 2009, and she was contacted by hundreds of governments, organizations, municipalities, companies, wanting to know how they could implement the Charter for Compassion. And that gave birth to the Compassionate Cities movement based in Seattle. And several years ago, out of the Interfaith Partnership of St. Louis, a committee was formed to look into having our city of St. Louis and our region designated as a compassionate city under the Charter for Compassion. And several people went to Louisville to study how they implemented it, and we kind of formed our own approach, which is to seek out 500 endorsers for the charter in the St. Louis region. And that would be companies, that would be individuals. And our goal is to take this list of 500 to our mayors, to our political leaders, and say, this is how we St. Louisans choose to live. Now we would like our public entities, such as policing and government housing and even the prison system, to sign on to the charter and get training in compassionate practices, which we are currently working on. So that's sort of the big picture of where we're headed with this, Michelle. And Sister Carla May took the helm of our chairmanship of our steering committee, I would say 3-4 years ago, just before COVID. And then things really started to move. She is such a rock star. She is so motivated and so inspirational. I'm just a sales lady. I'm in sales and marketing in my career, and my goal is to help our committee members reach out to find endorsers in the corporate world and in institutions. And I'm happy to say, before I turn it over to Carla May, a couple of very plum endorsements that we have for the Charter for St. Louis. Center of Creative Arts, COCA, which we all know is a very special dance school that does a lot of scholarships and outreach in the community. They have endorsed the charter for their organization and are awaiting training. And another one is Mercy Hospitals, which Carla May can speak to more because she's more familiar. They signed on a couple years ago. My own business, Microfibers Unlimited, and we have a number of small and large businesses, faith communities, and many, many individuals, about almost 400, I believe. And at this point, I'd like to encourage you all to go to our website, compassionate-stl.org, take a look, and consider being an endorser. And Carla May, would you like to pick up and take it from there?
Sure, I'll be glad to. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
We can hear you wonderfully.
Okay, that's fine. Thanks so much, Michelle, for having us on and for helping us to share with the community what we're trying to do. I think it would be important to know, just to emphasize what Teresa said, if people are saying, how can we help? What would you like us to do? What can we do? Go on to that website and find at the top where it says endorse us. And then click on that, and you'll find a little form come up. Fill that out, and then we'll hear from you, and we'll take it from there. Well, all we're asking right now is that you endorse so that we can hit our 500-point goal. To comment briefly and to build on what Tree said, if you talk to about St. Louis to a lot of people, their eyes will get wide and they will say, oh, that's the place of violence and that's the place of racism. Folks, that's not what we want to be known for. That's not what we want to be branded for. So our goal with Compassionate St. Louis is to change the brand of St. Louis in the public eye, public view. And we want to do this by 2030. That gives us some time. And so we're gathering people from all walks of life to sign on to that charter. And then we're going to the mayor, and I'm going to ask her to sign on. And we've already asked Megan Green from the Board of Alders. She has already signed on, but now she will have to get the whole board to sign on. And then we will begin to advertise St. Louis as a change in what we are showing as our public faith, that we are people where you want to live. We are people who take care of people and therefore come to move here. And we want this to work in our school system, in our prison system, in our media and our IT and our public media forums, newspapers, entertainment, groceries, beautification places, the sports world, the entertainment world. We want to project a new face that will draw people to St. Louis because it's a place that cares for people. So I'm going to turn this back, and I don't know if Velma is with us yet, but if she is, maybe Velma, you can tell us something about how this has been a reality for you and how you walk the talk. Are you here, Velma? I don't think she has come yet. What do you think, Therese?
I don't think so. She is actually working in her program right until 6 o'clock. But I did, she'll probably be here momentarily. I did correspond with her today and give her the number. So if we don't hear from her in a minute, I'll reach out to her by text or phone. But if I could just add a thing or two to what Sister Carla said. Yes, it's important to know that when you become an endorser, you're making your own sort of benchmark for what you believe is setting a tone for compassion in your home, in your business. We don't come in with a checklist of things. We don't police you. We don't tell you what to do. We know that you know what your organization needs to work on, what your family needs to do to be a place of compassion. And the Charter for Compassion gives some wonderful ideas. They said it's just about 4 paragraphs long, less than a full page. And there's absolutely no cost to become an endorser. There are no required meetings. However, we do have a monthly Zoom, which is quite inspirational. We meet about for an hour and 15 minutes on Zoom, and we usually have one or two endorsers that we have give a little talk about what they're doing to further compassion in our region. It's a great thing, and y'all are welcome. You can have a seat at the table and join us at that monthly Zoom meeting, but there is no requirement. The main thing that we ask you to do is to just step up to the wonderful opportunity to explore compassion and how to better live it in your own experience. And I'm sure we all could think of situations where we've had to lean in with compassion when things get a little tense or difficult. Now, Sister Carla and myself and our dear steering committee member, Elvir Manzukic, who is part of the Muslim community in South City, as well as another friend, took compassion integrity training class, which I thought it was a very compassionate person until I took the class and realized I still had some growing to do. And we are using that and another program from San Antonio, Texas, as a basis for our own version of compassion integrity training, which we will be rolling out hopefully within 6 months as funding becomes available. And we're really excited to announce that we have just obtained our 501c3 this week. Yeah. And Sister Carla, if you could check in again, is Velma part of our call yet?
I'm not sure if she's on yet, but you are doing a great job. I wanted to ask a question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. And I'm going to get online for a minute while I call Velma. So Sister Carla will be with you. Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Carla Mae Streeter, thank you again for joining us. If someone was talking and wanted to know, they hear the word compassion, what does it mean for them? What does compassion mean? We know that we're dealing with our city. Can you explain to them how that word affects what you all are doing and what the word compassion means?
It comes from two pieces of words, com and passio. Compassio means to feel with someone else. To be, passion means to connect emotionally, and come means with. So compassion means to feel with what another is going through. And so compassion is when your care and your concern for another, which you brought out in your exhortation today, when that hits the ground running. It is not a pie in the sky. It is not just something on a piece of paper. It looks like what Velma does with North St. Louis and with all the young people that she is helping to really be full citizens here in St. Louis, or all the work she does with children. Velma is a former public school teacher, and she works with the young people in North St. Louis to give them exposures. And one of her most famous little items was she called the police department. So what it looks like, what compassion looks like, might surprise you. She called the police department and she said, some of our young people don't have bicycles. And if there's some way some of the officers can help, we'll be glad. And 40 police officers brought a bike for a child in North St. Louis, and not only gave them a bike, but helped them to learn to ride it. Stayed there until the young person could get steady on the wheels. This is compassion. Compassion is when very unsuspecting people will rise to an occasion because someone has a need and we feel for them. Another example is the five Muslim doctors here in St. Louis. They are physicians, and they have opened five free clinics that open on Saturdays, and they serve people gratis. They've done this before COVID. This is what compassion looks like. Compassion looks like when you listen to the news on TV and you think of all those migrants down at the border who have been running away from outlaws and from people wanting to steal their children, and you almost have tears running down your face. That's compassion. And so then maybe you help a little way. Maybe like you see on our website, it says donate. Well, maybe you'll send us a love gift, and that'll help us do trainers so they can teach people who are on boards and staff and who are on faculties what it means, what is the science of compassion that can really help people to work together instead of be divided and be violent toward one another. So I hope that answers your question, Michelle, but that's what it is. It's compassio. It's to feel with another.
Yes, and oh, wow. If I could add to that, Velma reaches 80 kids in that summer program. She's a retired public school teacher, and she saw the need 10 years ago because there was a shooting. Sadly, a young person killed another person getting off the bus. It was just one of those things that, just breaks your heart. And so she started the program with a 3-week safety school with some exercise and nutrition. And over the past 10 years, she's grown the program to where it's a 10-week program, a full day from 7 in the morning to 6 at night. And every major institution of museums, park districts, locally are stepping up, and they offer free programs for these kids. So they get wonderful field trips. They get hikes in the forest reserve, classes in trade school. They get introduced to trade school and other career-oriented information. And then they have this one-week bike program. And I know Velma mentioned the police bring a bicycle. Every child gets a bicycle and a helmet during that week, as well as the lessons on how to ride. And there's a wonderful video that you can look up online, Channel 4, KMOV, did a segment, maybe 3-minute, 4-minute segment on Velma's program where you see two policemen, policewoman and a policeman holding up a child, a middle school child that's getting on a bicycle for the first time, standing on either side and walking as they're learning how to balance. And you can just see that the smiles on these children's faces, doing something which in my suburban area, you know, is sort of taken for granted. You know, you get a bicycle when you're a little one, but this is very special and just one of many ways these kids are being enabled to give agency to their lives in spite of very challenging circumstances. So Velma is, she has pretty much carried this program alone with a handful of volunteers. And one way, if you wanted to show compassion in a very real way, go and be a reading volunteer. Read a story to a little kindergarten group, just one book. It's a program called Ready Readers that she does in the summer as well as throughout the school year because they have an after school as well. Donate water bottles during this hot time. We just got a donation of a freezer. Donate a bunch of boxes of, ice cream treats from Costco. Drop them off. Volunteer any way that you can. Teach a class if you've been a scout leader. You know, talk about, whatever. Crafts or whatever you would like to teach. And the kids are wonderful learners. And it's a way that folks that maybe don't have connection with folks that have been in more impoverished situations can make a difference in a child's life. And I will promise you, be prepared to fall in love. Because when you see those bright eyes and smiles responding to whatever you're sharing, it just transforms you and you won't want to, step away. You want to just keep coming back and back. Now, Velma's program is one of several that are doing really great work in our region. Carla May, you have brought in some other wonderful guests. Do you want to speak to, let's check one more time. Velma, are you with us? Yeah, she might have been delayed. If somebody's late picking up a child,
it's
she stays until the last sound goes. Is she there? Are you there,
yes.
Dear?
No, she's not. And, actually, we thank you. Hopefully, we were hoping that she would be able to get in. We'll give her a few more minutes so that we can hopefully have her come on and give her points of view. We were able to hear what compassion is, and we thank you all so much. I understand that you have an event coming up this weekend, as well as could you speak to the Zoom that you were referring to once people go to the actual website? Is that information listed if they'd like to be a part?
Yeah, as soon as you become an endorser, you'll get an email from Sister Carla May, and you'll be given the link to the Zoom meeting. So come and endorse, it takes about 90 seconds. So basically, we want your email and a couple other little bits of information about you if you're part of an organization, and then come to the Zoom. Now, this Saturday, we're having a sort of a celebration information time for our Voice for Compassion. We're going to be gathering in a private home in North County area, and it's going to be a noon lunch, and we've got a wonderful PowerPoint, a video, and some Q&A. I've got about 3 spaces left because there's been a lot of interest. So if you're interested, you can email me at tmmicro@att.net. That's T as in Tom, M as in Mary, and the word micro, M-I-C-R-O. @att.net, or reach out to Michelle, and she'll put you in touch with me, and we would love to have a seat at the table for you. And that will be this Saturday,
awesome.
The 29th at noon.
That is so awesome. And I just like to publicly say how we thank you for the work that's being done in Compassion St. Louis. I know it takes a village. We have various organizations, but it's so important to have compassion. And we want to say thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the outcome. And we are believing God for your 2030 deadline that all will work out according to his will and his plans for the organization and the great work that you're doing. So thank you so very, very much for joining us on today. We may have to pull back in Miss Velma. We're going to give her one last call and see if she's on the line. Miss Velma, are you on the line? All right. Well, we certainly understand and know when you're serving the kiddos, things may have gone over. And I do want to say this about Velma Bailey. I found her to be a very wonderful person interacting with those that are in the area she serves. And I tell you, there's nothing more excited than seeing her actual pictures and all that she's doing with the young people. So we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to her for the great work that she's doing, all that she's getting ready to do in the city, wherever she serves. We're grateful for the service and the work that she's given. So,
outstanding. Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. We're very grateful.
No problem. We greatly appreciate you.
No problem. As often as we can, we'll get you on. We want to thank you for visiting with us today, for being a guest here at the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. Hey, if you'd like to get in contact with Compassion St. Louis, please, by all means, you will be able to find out the information you need to endorse, to support all of those great things on the website. Please check their website so that you can get all of their information and upcoming events. On that note, we'd like to say again thank you to Therese Ryder Nesson and Carla Mae Streeter, and we will definitely get Velma Bailey back on at a time that will work for her. We thank you all so very, very much, and kudos to you all. Well, St. Louis, you've just heard from Compassion St. Louis, and they are an excellent organization doing a powerful work in our city, working with our local entities and government, and that things will be just fine because we're working together. St. Louis can be said, as they said, as a negative connotation, but can you understand it's like cheerleaders? What you support and how you speak about the city you live in gives a lot of impact. We know about statistics, know about the things that we hear in the police reports that are across the country. But here's the thing. There are some greats that are taking place on and in our cities and communities. There are great things happening. Those are the things we want to make sure people fully understand and know. And we're grateful for the opportunity to know that it is being done here in St. Louis. So just know, things are changing. Community is stepping up. Families are becoming whole. A lot of great things are happening in our cities. And we are the cheerleaders to tell somebody else about it. So when you think of St. Louis, think of the great quality that we have. And I understand there are some things that still need to be improved, but I am proud to live in St. Louis, Missouri. And I said, no matter what platform I'm on, because I'm here in my city and I believe that things will be better. I also want to make sure you understand that on today, there may be someone's birthday. This is the wonderful month of July, quickly coming to an end. On today, we'd like to say happy birthday to none other, Mr. Michael Patrick McMillan of the Urban League. He is the president of the Urban League. We want to say thank you. If you could mute your phones for me, I'd appreciate it. Thank you so much. We'd like to just say happy birthday to you. Also, for all of the birthdays in July, we want to make sure you know here at Just For You, we are celebrating you. We also want you to know on the other end of the spectrum, there are times there might be heartache, there may be a loss, there may be affliction. Sometimes we just need prayer. Would you please mute your phone? I'm not sure whose phone that is, but I need you to mute it. There are times when we need others to really understand prayer is needed. I want you to know we're praying for the Bracken family, Mr. Doug and Ms. Chantella Bracken. We are praying for you. We are praying for the Bolden family, Theodis and Theo and Monica Bolden. We are praying for you. We recognize so many people have been through surgery. So many people are going through just loss, heartache, trouble. We are praying here at Just For You and Elation Radio for your family. We continually pray for all families experiencing grief. It doesn't go away as easily as we would like, but we want people to know that we are praying here. We're praying for our government, our county, our local churches and assemblies. We're praying for all. And so just know that we're praying. The other thing I want to share with you, there are times you're going to be in need. There are organizations set up that will be able to assist you with various resources. One being the Urban League St. Louis. They have over 60 programs. They're getting prepared an August school event. It is one of the largest events that they have. Special guests are coming in. We have Mr. Fred Hammond, who is a gospel artist that will be here in August. So we're excited to hear the great things that Urban League is doing in our community. For more information, you can go to ulstl.com. That's ulstl.com. In addition to them, we have the United Way in St. Louis. We dial 211. You will get an intake specialist and someone to assist you with your call in as they do their intake. So please make sure that you're not suffering in need when there are resources available that can assist you. They also offer food pantries and various other resources that can assist you through your time of need. The St. Louis County Library, St. Louis County Library, they offer more than speakers, speakers and also just checking out books and getting moved. They actually have feeding times for the youth and for children. Call your local St. Louis County Library to find out what exactly the times are for the youth and the seniors. Did you know they have also all kinds of things available for seniors, those that are inbound and those that can actually make it to the library? They even have diapers for young children, even including female products. In St. Louis, I tell you, we talk about there's a lot that is going on, but these are some of the great things that are going on in our city. For more information about the St. Louis County Library, you can reach them at slcl.org. Listen, I also want to share with you our community events that are coming up. I know that we are facing these times where so much is happening, but listen, there's always something available if we're looking. I want to share with you on Monday night from 8:30 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, you can join Pastor Michelle Y. Wright and Pastor Dr. Wright Jr. for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. And that is Central Standard Time on Facebook Live. Wednesdays, meet us back here on Elation Radio for the Just For You podcast. We'll be glad to serve you there. On Friday, this fourth Friday, will be our Elation Women's Night. That's our From Ashes to Beauty Night. We invite the public to come in. Yes, where will you meet us? On Clubhouse. Yes. On Clubhouse. Please check out our From Ashes to Beauty page and join our page, join our group. We'd love to have you and join in on the wonderful conversations that take place with the women of Elation Radio. Lastly, I want you to know you may have a community announcement that you'd like the community to be known, knowing about. We're happy to share it here. You can send those to me, Michelle Y. Wright. You can send them on Facebook, or you can email them to me at Leading Wright, leading like you're leading someone, Wright like my last name, at gmail.com. We'll be happy to get them and to read them for the community, that they will know exactly what you're doing to impact the community. Also, we want us all to be in prayer for all that is taking place. Let's not just talk about it. Let's do something together. Let's pray about it for all of our family, friends, our community, our local assemblies, our leaders all across the country and the world. Let's pray that all will be well, that God will be glorified, and that all things will work out for the good. And guess what? They will. We believe it, and it shall be so. I want to thank you for joining us on the Just For You podcast. We're excited you came. We're excited. Listen, if this has been a blessing to you and you want to share information that you've heard here, you can hear us live now or on the replay on most digital platforms. You can hear us on YouTube. There are other ones, Blog Talk Radio and various ones. Look under Elation Radio, and then you'll find the Just For You podcast, along with a lot of our other colleagues on Elation Radio. We're so for all of the college students preparing to go and to take their journey in college. Let us also keep them in mind as they embark a new life, whether they're in the same state or away. We want to pray for those that are going, and, of course, our children going back to school. So much to pray over, so much. So I thank you for joining us here today. And again, we're giving you the information of how to contact me. We thank you for your time. We thank you for all that you've done to help the Just For You podcast be what it is. We can't do it without you, without listeners. None of our podcasts on Elation Radio would be. So thank you for taking your time. Thank you for praying. Thank you for your support. Thank you for those of you that drop words of encouragement. We appreciate you, and we want you to have a very blessed and beautiful day. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and cause his face to shine upon you. Hallelujah.
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Even if nobody does.
Believe in
yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They
said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could, getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.